Showtime.
Yeah, Showtime.
Maybe you'll laugh.
Ha ha, hearty, har, har.
Maybe you'll cry. You definitely will be entertained.
It's that simple. Are we clear? Are we clear?
On with the show, this is it.
We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien. We also call him attorney, barrister, and lawyer extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, we haven't done a sports theme three and out in a while. We certainly need to get back to it because there's so much going on in the world that's depressing that we need to lighten things up a little bit. Although these topics aren't necessarily light topics. They're serious topics. Starting with
anything sports related these days usually has a heavy tone to it because of everything else going on.
And topic one would be, see, I don't know why the Indians jumped in on this because nobody was going after them lately about changing their name. The Redskins, that is racist. There is no denying it. Calling your team the Cleveland Indians, I don't know that that's racist. I mean, I don't know why they decided to step up and say we're going to change it unless they have been thinking about that all along.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that two, three, four years ago when they abandoned the Chief Wahoo logo, which was criticized as being racist. They made a change then, but I didn't have the Indians on my radar, and I haven't heard from anything about the Atlanta Braves. But the Redskins, it's been a long fight. There's been a lot of people for a long time wanting to see that name changed. I think that I follow because of my trademark practice. I think the trademark office has canceled that mark twice and it's been reinstated. And then you had recently Nike taking all the Redskins gear, off of their website, which I thought a funny tweet. Someone said Nike told their Chinese slave labor force to stop making apparel for a team name it doesn't like. So I think it was, it's probably was long overdue just even before this. And when they say that they said they're going to review the team name, which, typically would mean that they're going to change it. So there's a lot of, a lot of proposals out there. I've seen one thrown around called the Red Tails, which was the plane that the Tuskegee Airmen flew.
That's what they call their plane.
And there's some cool logos and stuff. Yeah. But if you want to do something appropriate to the area, I thought of, you could do the Minnesota Wild. You could have like the Washington Tyranny would be an idea.
Swamp. The Swamp.
Corruption, bureaucrats, influence peddlers. The possibilities are endless in terms of what you could possibly change it to if you wanted to have it appropriate to a team from Washington, D.C.
You know what's interesting? There's three guys who hold 40% of the team. They all want to sell their minority shares in the team. And it's interesting. Now that they finally talk about changing the name, these guys want out. I would think they should be thinking of staying in because they will make a ton of money in sales with whatever the new logo is.
Yeah, because everybody's going to buy. Dan Snyder and the crew tend to stand and make a lot of money because all the Redskins fans will run out and buy, go out and buy new gear.
Their Red Tails gear, or another name I saw, which I don't understand, that it's supposedly one of the ones that are considering is the Renegades. That's going to only create more problems.
I think that was the. If I'm trying to remember. I think the Renegades might have been the USFL team there.
Oh, that could be.
In Washington?
But, I mean, it's still it will still be linked to Native Americans. And even though a renegade doesn't necessarily have to have anything to do with a Native American.
The other one they could go with, it'd be just to make it easy, just do Redskins in two words. Go back to the old helmet that Vince Lombardi implemented with the yellow helmet with the circle R. Take away all the Native American imagery and then just use like a guy in a Mr. Potato Head costume and call him Spudsy and he'd be like Red Potatoes.
Yeah, I like that, but I don't think they're going in that direction.
Right, I don't think so either.
No. All right, item two.
Item two, so our everyone's favorite out-of-work quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, came out on Saturday and said that the 4th of July celebrations were a celebration of white supremacy.
He did he?
Yes. Again, he's the one with let's remind everybody, he has a Nike contract, and let's remember that Nike has all their gear made by 8-year-olds in China. So, his hands aren't clean here, but this was the reason that the president was out at Mount Rushmore on Friday night giving a history lesson, which was just surreal to have a president educate the country as to the legacies of the four individuals on Mount Rushmore. But this is this New York Times 1619 project, that the country wasn't founded in 1776. It was founded in 1619 when the first slaves were brought to this land. And it's just getting out of hand. I mean, now that you can't sell it, a 4th of July celebration is a celebration of white supremacy. I mean, I think that they have the Black Lives Matter, the social justice, the Justice for George protests have now officially jumped the shark.
Well, I think this type of rhetoric from Colin Kaepernick is what's going to help ensure Trump gets reelected, because people are tired of it now. And there is a difference, and if people are talking about this, between Black Lives Matter, the capital B, capital L, capital M, the group, and saying Black Lives Matter.
Right. Yeah, right, right. I mean, some could argue that the original Black Lives Matter movement was the Republican Party when they were formed to abolish slavery. And now we're hearing, unfortunately, Frederick Douglass statue is disappears.
How do they do that?
I don't know. I don't know. But, this just shows how bad our teaching of history is to our younger generations in the decades since you and I were in school. I mean, I remember reading the autobiography of Frederick Douglass in college. I remember reading Martin Luther King's letter from Birmingham jail. I remember, learning about the founding fathers and the sacrifices that the guys who signed the Declaration of Independence made. And that's not taught anymore. Everybody's taught that. I mean, Trump is right in his speech. Kids are taught that America's bad.
They just want to erase history and start anew. And countries that have done that, it hasn't gone well for them.
Right. So I think if I recall right, I think this was the first country on the planet in the history of the world to end the practice of slavery.
Well, it's going on in other places around the globe yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is amazing, but it is happening. And here's what I understand: they want to go back to our founding fathers and erase them, because some of them had slaves. Yet no one is talking about, well, why not get rid of the Democrat? And I'm not pushing for this, because there are obviously there's good people who are Democrats, but they voted against the Emancipation Proclamation. Democrats started the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, Joe Biden, how does he get a free pass after talking about it? He didn't want his kids to go to a certain school because it could be a racist jungle. I mean,
yeah, that's a good
there's
point.
No
that's a
price
very good
to be
point.
Paid
that's
for
a,
this.
That's a very good point, Bob. He has said in 1975, he was a freshman U.S. senator, and he fought vociferously against desegregation of schools, and he made that famous kids growing up in a racial jungle comment. He has said that the daughters of the Confederacy, or the Confederacy, he said that some fine people. Well, Trump got criticized years ago because remember the whole fracas down in Charlottesville, and said there was fine people on both sides, and they crucified him for it. I mean, if you're looking for an upgrade, Joe Biden isn't it. And that's why I think that the news over the weekend of Kanye West tweeting out saying he's going to run for president, I think if you've seen the tweet storm from the Biden supporters, they're apoplectic about it, because they know what was likely
the
result is going to be.
They're talking about it because I think it'll help Trump. Here's a problem I have with that. How is that not racist, that a black man cannot say, I want to run for president, this, because he can help Trump? I think they're being racist against him. If he wants to run,
exactly,
let him run.
Right. That's the Joe Biden comment from a month ago. If you aren't voting Democrat, you ain't black. Tell me where the switch happened. Tell me where the change happened. I haven't seen it.
Well, and the fact that there's that governor in Virginia, Northam, is still the governor after the photo that emerged, and we still don't know, because he won't admit if he was the guy in blackface or the guy in the Klan outfit. He's a Democratic governor.
Right.
He gets away with it because they will not go after. They don't eat their own. They eat everyone else.
Yeah, if it if it was a Republican, if he was Republican, it wouldn't matter which one he was. He'd been out of office a year ago.
Absolutely, he would have been. All right, we'll go with item three. It has to do with jerseys, right?
Yes. So the I haven't heard if the NFL is going to allow this, but NBA definitely is going to allow social justice messages on that athletes can put social justice messages on their jerseys, and they have an approved list. And so, you know, some of the ones, you know, Black Lives Matter, say their names, vote, I can't breathe. You know, expect that equality, freedom, say her name, CC Puede, which means yes, we can in Spanish. See us, hear us, respect us. The best one I like, I am a man. There was one that said stand up. I was thinking maybe all the Wolves players could wear that one to actually get their fans into the games while they're getting their butts kicked.
Well, you know what? Do what you want, but you have to. And if it backfires and people lose interest, well, those people are racist. That is the default for anything that doesn't go right. You're racist. Or doesn't.
I think
you don't
this
get
is just going to turn people. This is just going to turn people off of professional sports. You know, people go, a lot of folks watch sports as an escape. It used to bring us together. It was the one place where you didn't have the divisive politics, and now they just seemed intent on injecting it in. And
well, the courts,
I think a lot of people are going to be turned off by it.
Jeff, the courts, I don't think this has changed. They're going to have Black Lives Matter on either side of the court. So you can't, you know, you have to see it. You have no choice. And that's the other thing. I think the reaction, the initial reaction to George Floyd's death, everyone, didn't matter what your race was outraged. But I think there are people who are feeling or saying, stop shoving this down our throats. We get it. I mean, and people want to see change, but they don't want to be hammered with it day in and day out. So,
well, and we're talking about, you're talking about what to do about it. You know, Joe Biden was in an administration for 8 years where we had the deaths at the hands of the police of Michael Brown, Eric Garner, and Freddie Gray, and the only thing we got out of it was body cameras.
Yeah, nothing
and,
was
and,
done.
And lip service.
But, I mean,
and,
that was the time.
Pandering for votes.
Having an African-American president, that's when there should have been historic change.
You'd
to help
think
African,
so.
But,
yeah.
Hey, the people were getting shot and dying in Chicago, and there's the tally by the news media every week, and it was bad again this week, and there were a high number of shootings and a high number of deaths. Well, Jeff, before we go off on too much of a tangent, Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, thank you so much. We'll take a quick break, and the BS Show, we'll be right back.